Friday, September 11th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with songs.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illumines all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
As far as the east is from the west, so far the Lord removes our sins from us. The Lord is merciful. He is kind and patient, and his love never fails. The Lord won't always be angry and point out our sins. He doesn't punish us as our sins deserve. How great is God's love for all who worship him, greater than the distance between heaven and earth. How far has the Lord taken our sins from us? Farther than the distance from east to west. Just as parents are kind to their children, the Lord is kind to all who worship him. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God now and forever. Amen. As far as the east is from the west, so far the Lord removes our sins from us.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 9 through 16. These men were our ancestors. Joseph was also one of our famous ancestors. His brothers were jealous of him and sold him as a slave to be taken to Egypt. But God was with him and rescued him from all his troubles. God made him so wise that the Egyptian king Pharaoh thought highly of him. The king even made Joseph governor over Egypt and put him in charge of everything he owned. Everywhere in Egypt and Canaan, the grain crops failed. There was terrible suffering, and our ancestors could not find enough to eat. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent our ancestors there for the first time. It was on their second trip that Joseph told his brothers who he was, and Pharaoh learned about Joseph's family. Joseph sent for his father and his relatives. In all, there were 75 of them. His father went to Egypt and died there, just as our ancestors did. Later, their bodies were taken back to Shechem and placed in the tomb that Abraham had bought from the son of Hamor. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration. Missionaries to India. Isabella Thoburn and Claire Swain. In her lecture, The Law of Christian Service, Isabella Thoburn said, "When we only seek eminence and position, how few avenues are open. When we seek service, how many." Thoburn goes on to speak of the work she and Claire Swain found on those avenues of service in India, the land of betel lead, elephant, and zanana, the life of virtual isolation in which India's women were kept. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for your servants, Isabella Thoburn and Claire Swain, whom you called to preach the gospel to the people of Northern India. Raise up in this and every land evangelists and heralds of your kingdom, that your church may proclaim the unsearchable riches of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, September 11th, 2001. We remember all those who lost their lives on that tragic day. Let us pray. O God, our hope and refuge, in our distress we come quickly to you. Shock and horror of that tragic day have subsided, replaced now with an emptiness, a longing for an innocence lost. We come remembering those who lost their lives in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. We are mindful of the sacrifice of public servants who demonstrated the greatest love of all by laying down their lives for friends. We commit their souls to your eternal care and celebrate their gifts to a fallen humanity. We come remembering and we come in hope, not in ourselves, but in you. As foundations we once thought secure have been shaken, we are reminded of the illusion of security. In commemorating this tragedy, we give you thanks for your presence in our time of need, and we seek to worship you in spirit and in truth, our guide and our guardian. Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God, the strength of the weak and the comfort of the sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that their sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Colic of the week. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always resist the proud, who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
May all of us remember with love and compassion this day. May we grieve with those who still mourn and share memories with those who cannot forget. May we draw strength from those who bravely responded and gave their lives to save others. May we stand with strangers who became neighbors that day and remember their generosity and hospitality. Above all, God, may we remember your faithfulness and learn to trust in your unfailing love.
Amen. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. God be in your head and in your understanding. God be in your eyes and in your looking. God be in your mouth and in your speaking. God be in your heart and in your thinking. God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen.